Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, we are very fortunate to be joined by a national champion and probably one of the best wide receivers in college football right now, Devonta Smith, outstanding wideout for the University of Alabama Crimson Tide, joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. Devonta, how you doing?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Man, I know you guys have an exciting week coming up simply because it's a rivalry week and the Iron Bowl is right around the corner. But I want to back up. I mean, I've done a couple of games down in Alabama. I've seen you play in person. Haven't got a chance to meet you yet. But everyone who I talk to about you says you have this humility and this lack of gravitation towards the big stage. Where does that come from? Because you've had so much success as a wide receiver in college.
I'm just being here, just being used to it, being around the people that I'm around here, and that's just how things are around here, and I feel like it just kind of rubbed off on me.
You know, it's interesting because it feels like when you talk about Alabama football, it would be a lot of loud and boisterous and very confident, maybe even cocky players, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. Derrick Henry, he's very reserved. Tua is very reserved as well. I mean, what kind of atmosphere does Nick Saban build down there?
Everything is kind of business, just coming in, doing things the right way, doing things how it's supposed to be done. And when you do things like that, it makes things a whole lot easier.
Yeah, no, it seems like it. Is it fun, though? You know, because you guys have had so much success, and I know approaching it like a business, it keeps it, keeps you focused on winning and success. But is it fun? You guys have fun doing what you're doing?
Most definitely. It's a lot of fun in winning.
It's just as simple as it can be. We're talking to Devonta Smith, outstanding wide receiver down at the University of Alabama, and they have a big game this weekend against Auburn in the Iron Bowl. You know, you've had a lot of success. Your teammates have had a lot of success. I wonder if you've had a chance to reach out or had conversations with Jalen Waddle after his injury. We know he's down for the year. It's probably not going to affect him on the next level. But how big of a loss was that for you guys, just in the locker room? I know you guys have replaced him on the field in a sense, but how big of a loss was that for you all?
It was pretty big, just having another vocal leader out there, somebody else that's been here for a while and know how things go, and to help lead the young guys.
And he is one of those leaders. And I think the other guy who I have a lot of respect for, Devonta, is your quarterback. I mean, Mac Jones stepped into a role that I think people thought he was just going to be, you know, a bridge guy. Now here he is. He's one of the top two candidates for the Heisman Trophy. Tell us a little bit about Mac Jones.
Mac just comes in, he works every day, he watches a lot of film, just does everything the right way, and I think it's paying off for him just because of the way he handles himself.
You know, how hard is it to, you know, develop a relationship with a guy like that? You know what I mean? You had Tua there for, first it was Jalen, and then Tua, and then Mac Jones comes in, but it doesn't seem like he missed a beat. You know, why was he so successful so easily?
I think just being behind those guys, just seeing the things they did and seeing the way that they lead, it just rubbed off on him and just made him the person that he is today.
Yeah, no, I mean, it feels like it. He has had a lot of success, and I think he's got a future, you know, around the corner from him. All right, let's get to the important game of the year for Alabama, regardless of what the record is. And you guys are undefeated and having a great season so far. But this is Iron Bowl week, and we're talking to Devonta Smith, wide receiver for the Alabama Crimson Tide. What does this rivalry week mean to you all as a program?
It means a lot. Just being here, something that's been going on for a very long time. It means a lot to us, a lot to the people in this community, and just everybody that's affiliated with the University of Alabama.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's you grew up in, you're not from Alabama. You're from Louisiana, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you didn't grow up with it like some of these other people who, you know, you when you're born, you pick either Alabama or you pick Auburn, and then you stick with them really for the rest of your life. Do you see like the energy around town, around, you know, campus when this week is upon you guys?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
What's it like? You know, what's it like? Is it? Do people always talk? Do they want to talk about it all the time? What's it like for you guys?
Yeah, they usually don't talk about it till the week it come up. So yeah, people talk about it, things like that. They have their little shirts on and things like that, and just talk a lot of trash.
Well, you guys have handled the rivalry over the last couple of years. What do you expect this weekend? I mean, it looks like it's gonna be a great day for football, great afternoon for football. And Auburn may be a little bit down over the years, but that doesn't matter for this game really, because it is such a rivalry game. What are you guys expecting this weekend?
We're expecting to get their best shot. I mean, it's a rivalry. They're going to come in here treating it like it's just another game for them and just come in here and give us everything they got. So we're expecting to get their best.
Yeah, I mean, for you all, it's just about continuing the march towards the SEC championship. And you've been there before, and you've had success on that stage. What is winning this game mean to you guys? Obviously, it's just the next one. And I know as a business, taking a business approach towards college football, that's really what it is. It's just the next one. But what will it mean for you guys in your march towards the SEC championship, and then hopefully for you all for the college football playoff?
It means a lot just to keep things going and keep building forward to get to where we want to be, and just to keep on piling on to the things that we've done and just keep things and keep on the rhythm going.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously most important, keeping the rhythm going. We're talking to Devontae Smith, wide receiver down at the University of Alabama. Nick Saban, he's old school in a sense. You can pretty much tell his personality just by looking at him. You don't need, you know, any deep explanation. But I've seen an evolution over the last decade or so. When, you know, I remember Alabama was a running school. The quarterback's going to throw for maybe 1,200 yards. Instead, you guys are now throwing for 3,000 yards, and it's become wide receiver you from Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and obviously Judy and Henry Ruggs, who were there with you last year. How did Nick Saban convince you to come there, or was it you saw what was happening?
Just throughout the process, just keeping everything real with me, just telling me how everything is, and made me feel like I have a family away from home. So just being here, being very comfortable with the things around here, the university, and not just football, with school and things like that. So just making it feel real home, really like home.
Yeah, no, and home is where college ends up becoming, for especially for when you have extracurriculars going on, whether it's sports or anything else, but especially in this Alabama football home. I mean, you have two things that you could, you know, promote to want to come there. One, you're going to compete. You're going to be on one of the best teams in the country. You're going to win SEC championships. You're going to win national championships. And is also, you could have a path towards the NFL. Did you ever think about that when you know, in your early days of high school and even the first couple, you know, weeks of college, that you were already on this path? Because I think you're going to be one of those high wide receiver draft picks in the next draft, because you're a senior this year. Did you think about that side of it?
I think everybody thinks about it once they decide to come here, just the things that could happen to them, possibly being on a national championship team and possibly being a first-round pick.
Was that your goal? I mean, when did it become your goal? Probably 2018, probably, you know, the national championship game. When did it become your goal?
I would say probably as soon as I signed my letter of intent, that was my goal, to come here, win a national championship, be a part of a great organization, and eventually be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're well on your way, and I appreciate the success. You're fun to watch from afar, and some of those big plays that happen, I got to, you know, try to dig into your mind. Do you know when a big play is coming, or are you just kind of in the moment? Because you see it from afar, you know, sitting up in the stands or watching it on TV. It's like, oh, there goes Devontae. You see the big play coming. Are you aware of these big plays that you've been putting out over the last couple of years?
Sometimes you can kind of see them before the play, and just by the defense that the other team is playing. So you read the defense pre-snap, and then you see things might be going the way you want it to, and you'd be like, okay, this can be the big play right here.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got, it's just a matter of everybody else doing their job, right? Line's got to block, quarterback's got to put the ball where it needs to be, and you just got to make the catch, right?
Yes, sir.
That's how it works. Devontae, I appreciate you joining us for a couple minutes here. Good luck this weekend. I'll be down there watching it live, and I know you guys are excited and have a lot a lot of big plans for the rest of this regular season and then hopefully in the college football postseason as well. Good luck to you, Devontae. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.